Bally, how many dogs do you have at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. Now it's down a bit. It's about 25. Never remember people's names, but my dogs, yeah, kind of names. I mean, you know, who's sitting in front? I've got Spy going in the house at the moment. There's all kind of, oops, shit, see some corruption. Oh, don't put me through this, love. But anyway, there's lots of, I've got lots of other animals too. I've got a beautiful donkey and things. But I like the, and goats and kind of what else have I got? I've got about 70 chicken that are semi-wild and they roost up in the trees at night time. I've got a lot of wildlife too here and I've had foxes, you know that. Many foxes and
have
I love
them. Have
you
had
many? Oh, yeah. About 5 altogether. And I even had one now in Melbourne when I was in my apartment. My landlady was throwing a fit. And somebody kind of said, Bally, would you take this little fox? And I said, you bet. She was a little vixen. I fed her and looked after her for about a month and then let her free in a very good place.
Beautiful,
you know?
Yeah.
But most of my work has got foxes in it. Like.
Where do people find out more info about how to obtain your work, Bally? Because you're very popular, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't look at it that way, love. You know, I just like even, I've got this studio gallery right in Swanson Street, you know, in Melbourne. And it's a lovely big place. I fixed it all up myself. It's up on the 7th floor in the Nicholas Building on Swanson Street. It's really beautiful.
What are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on what I call a tinker drawing. You know tinkers? You know what they are?
No.
Irish Scottish gypsies.
Okay.
And it's a very strong, dark drawing. It's nice, you know. And I'm nearly blind this morning because last night I was working under the gas light and such fine work. Like it can take me like 6 months for a regular drawing. Can you imagine?
No.
It's like miniature. It's so fine, you know.
You have some very famous patrons like Debbie Harry I saw in the documentary as well.
Yeah, Debbie's great.
Yeah, she's
lovely. And Marion Faithful, all those people.
Yeah, they're nice.
And funny enough, like I used to live here very secluded for years. And like Marion Faithful, I saw her now when she was singing in Melbourne. She sent me a ticket. She said, come on over. And we had a lovely meeting. It was really nice. She's a great chick. And I met her in the 60s and I didn't know who she was. I was just living up here in my valley. And she brought up Mick Jagger, you know, and I didn't know who he was. And then Donovan came to visit because they heard about this, you know, person, you know, an artist living up in the hills and people in the mountains. And I guess those people, it must be a shit of a life sometimes. And so they came up and visited me here. And then I met Marion now, and I mean, I was so glad she survived. And, you know, because it's tough, you know.